at the Assembly.
The Health Minister told MLAs that the turnaround team he'd called in to deal with the Northern Health Trust was making headway, not least with trolley weights. Edwin Poots reminded MLAs that the Trust had been under considerable pressure, mainly due to the poor performance of Antrim Area Hospital's Accident and Emergency Department.
The analysis has identified that the Northern Health and Social Care Trust is in a poor position and requires intensive support to improve. It is reassuring to note that the team concluded that the Trust can be turned around.
Kieran McCarthy of the Alliance Party was in no doubt.
I think it's the last chance saloon for the Northern Trust.
But the DUP's Paula Bradley took exception to the Alliance members' comments.
And especially the remarks made about last chance saloon. The staff up there, I know, are working at every level on such a very, very, very hard on every level on a daily basis, and they need our support.
Responding to a review of school funding, the Education Minister John O'Dowd announced that he'd be making an additional £30 million available for schools which teach children from families on low incomes.
It cannot be good practice that some schools are sitting on what can only be described as large surpluses when that funding was voted by this Assembly to be spent on educating the pupils they have enrolled.
And that's when the Minister's chief challenger and chair of the Education Committee conjured up the image of Robin Hood. The DUP's Mervyn Storey meant it as a criticism.
I trust that this is not an attempt to rob the rich to pay the poor.
Well, if the cap fits.
Am I going to rob the rich to pay for the poor? If that has to be done, then we're going to do it. Because all the evidence points to the fact that young people coming from socially deprived backgrounds face a greater challenges in education than those coming from more affluent backgrounds.
But the Education Minister revealed that he'd rejected the most radical recommendation. Mr O'Dowd said he wouldn't be withdrawing extra payments to small schools, a move which would have freed up £28 million, but which could have led to hundreds of small schools closing. The SDLP's Joe Byrne, though, continued to raise his party's concerns that new planning rules would see these same schools disappear nonetheless.
Is this the death knell of these schools? Is this the end of the pretense that the Minister is committed to the retention of small schools that have served their communities diligently for many, many years?
The SDLP aren't involved in education debate around small schools. They're involved in a political campaign around small schools. The SDLP have yet to point out to me where the sustainable schools policy is wrong.
On Monday, MLAs approved departmental spending limits. At the outset, Sammy Wilson asked members not to waste talking time by bringing up pet projects. But they ignored the finance minister. So, what about the Educational Skills Authority? What about the Mays Stadium? And don't forget the A5, the A26, even the A32? Most ended their speeches in support of the budget, but only after complaining they hadn't seen enough detail